This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. It started in the 1950s with Tupperware parties, but seems like the direct in-home sales model has made a smooth transition to social media. If you're on Facebook today, especially if you're a woman, chances are good that you've been invited to gobs of sales-related events, often disguised as fun excuses for girlfriend get-togethers like ladies' night or coffee date or brunch party. Maybe you've thrown one yourself, since roughly 1 in 7 U.S. households have somebody involved with direct sales. The official name for this type of business structure is multi-level marketing, and it is bigger than ever, for better or for worse. Kate Shelnut wrote about the sustained popularity of multi-level marketing among women for Vox.com. She's also associate editor of Christianity Today. And Kate, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So we read about girls' night in, coffee dates, brunch parties. What is the typical setup for these home sale parties?
Like you said, they could be a number of different kind of themes or setups depending on what kind of product that you're having. So I've gone to parties where women have had brunches and told me about essential oils, where they've had girls' night in themed and tried to sell me sex toys and other kinds of products like that. I've gone to afternoon hangouts where women have had necklaces or home goods, smelled candles. So there's almost every kind of company. Now I've even seen leggings and clothing as well. There's going to be an MLM, multi-level marketing equivalent, that's recruiting women to sell these products through their networks.
Oh, maybe these are more popular in the Midwest and the South than they are here in the Northeast, though we've certainly heard of many of them. How many people are involved in these kind of multi-level marketing home parties?
Well, right now, it's a $34 billion industry in the U.S., and involvement does skew female. Over 90% of the home parties are thrown by women, and some companies have more than 100,000 women involved per company in selling. Like you said, socially, there is more of a Midwest or Southern kind of collective-friendly mentality to it. I talked to a sociologist who said that in places like the Northeast, there's more of a desire to separate kind of your personal life to your business life than there is in some of the other parts of the country.
So why so many women, do you think?
I think there are two reasons. One of them is that women are social by nature. I think women are eager, especially in the age of Facebook and Twitter, to gather with their friends in person. They love an excuse to hang out and socialize. So in some ways, like, they're made for getting together and having the kinds of parties that companies have seen as effective sales tools. On the other hand, there are women in this kind of lean-in generation that are eager to have kind of a business or an activity of their own. And especially for stay-at-home moms, or even for women who work but want to be doing something more meaningful, that this presents an opportunity that they're not getting elsewhere.
But you point out that despite the money being made at the top level, it's very difficult for somebody to make ends meet doing this kind of work. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Absolutely. So a multi-level marketing seller is going to earn a percentage of commission on what she sells and also on what she buys herself. So sometimes women will buy a lot of products, make a big order, and they get kind of a kickback on that. And then also if they recruit other people, they make money on the recruits. But a lot of times women stay to maybe just them or them and a couple of friends, and they keep getting a check every month. Maybe that check is $50, maybe it's $500, but a lot of times they're not factoring in how much effort did I put into making this money and how much time did I put into it. If you kind of parse out the math, these women are putting way more effort into making what is a small amount of money.
Well, it's that kind of setup which I think leads a lot of people to believe that these are actually pyramid schemes. Do you have any thoughts on that?
So there are legal definitions in terms of what is a Ponzi scheme or what is a pyramid scheme. And a lot of times they involve either no product being sold or only making money on recruiting and not making money on the product itself. So even outside of that, though, you're right that there's something problematic to see the amount of income that's coming in and the fact that for most of these companies, maybe 90% of their sales force is making a couple of thousand dollars a year or less, or maybe even like $500 a year or less. They're at the very lowest level of what you could see as the company pyramid.
Have your friends been trying to sell you fitness products or weight loss shakes or smelly candles? Well, if they have, they're probably tapping into a huge multi-level marketing industry that hopes to turn your friends into clients. Kate Shelnut wrote about why so many women have joined multi-level marketing companies for Vox.com. So aside from the kind of shaky economics and time and energy that goes into selling products, you point out that it can also lead to some pretty awkward social dynamics. How does that show up?
So we talked a little bit earlier about those parties that I got invited to and would go to. And in some circles where my friends from church, my friends from being a military wife, they would start to invite me to coffee or to hang out at their house. And I had to ask myself, okay, do they really want to be my friend, or are they trying to sell me a product or get me in on their team to start selling products with them? So it starts to make you question your relationships and to kind of resent what could be very good-hearted efforts by your friends to make money, to pursue a passion, and you just kind of get an icky feeling about it.
Yeah, and also the kind of language that people start to use almost takes on this cultish aspect.
Yeah, and I wrote about multi-level marketing companies for Christianity Today, before I wrote this piece for Vox, and one of the reasons is because I think they mirror this language of purpose and meaning and depth and mission that we also see in religious organizations. And it's not a coincidence because a number of the founders of these organizations are religiously motivated. And that dates back to Mary Kay and Amway, which are companies that some older people might recognize as being some of the initial wave of multi-level marketing in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Those had Christian founders. And then today, 31 Gifts, that group is founded, not only founded by a Christian, but named for a Bible verse, Proverbs 31, which references women at work.
You mentioned women sort of leaning in. I'm wondering if you could go a little bit more deep with that and tell us, why do you think women get, I guess, sucked up into this kind of sales force?
I think that today's women are more educated and ambitious than ever. They want to be working. And for many different reasons, they find themselves in a position where either the work that they're doing at the office isn't fulfilling for them. They're not excited about it. And we see these reports about women who aren't recognized or encouraged to leadership as much as men. They're not mentored in their offices as much as men. And here come these really robust networks of ambitious women who are saying, I'm going to invest in you. I'm going to believe in you. I want you to set goals. I want you to succeed. And I think there is a genuine motivation there, but there's also a financial motivation from anyone who's recruiting someone to get involved, right? But the MLM structure is built for training up women and rewarding them in a way that the workplace isn't. Additionally, we have a ton of stay-at-home moms who have opted out of work, maybe forced down or chose not to, that this becomes a way for them to get back into that rhythm that they might really miss.
Ironic, isn't it, in some ways, that the solution that began as Tupperware parties in the 1950s, I guess, is still working for so many women.
Yeah, it's kind of a full circle turnaround that, yeah, the ambitious housewife, the woman who does it all, and I think that it's going to be interesting going forward to see whether or not people are going to learn from the success of multi-level marketing or pay attention to it to see what are these deeper motivations for women and how can we be tapping them beyond what's a niche industry.
Well, Kate Shelnut, thank you very much for speaking with us about this.
Thanks so much.
Kate Shelnut, we found her article on the popularity of multi-level marketing among women for Vox.com. She's also associate editor of Christianity Today. You'll find links to read the articles at wordofmouthradio.org.